To WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont.
Hello, everyone. It is currently 12:02 on Thursday, September 25th, and you are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I am DJ Daze, and this is the Daisy Chain. Thank you so much for being here. I'm very, very excited for today's show. I'm doing something that I used to do more. I'm going to play music from some of the movies that I really like. Today, we're going to focus on Sofia Coppola. As I usually do on the show, we split it up into four blocks of music. So for each of those blocks, we're going to start off with a song from one of her movies that I really enjoy. We're going to do Priscilla, The Virgin Suicides, Lost in Translation, and Marie Antoinette, the best one, I think. Before we do that, let's educate ourselves a little bit. According to Vermont Digger, we have big news coming out of Shelburne. A new neighborhood called Bay Ridge is bringing nearly 100 affordable homes to the area. From subsidized rentals to shared equity condos, this project is already underway and open to qualified buyers and renters, all sponsored by nonprofits and built with energy and community in mind. So stay tuned for local updates. This is great stuff. Right now, it is currently 66 degrees, very overcast, as you can tell, with 9 mph winds. So not too windy, but very cloudy. I'm struggling with it a little bit. I hope you're doing well. We'll just have to push through. It'll get better from here. All right, so we're going to start off with Priscilla. Priscilla came out just in the past few years. It's her most recent movie. As the name suggests, it follows the life of Priscilla Presley once she meets Elvis Presley. If you are unaware, that is Elvis Presley's wife. She ended up writing a memoir in the 80s, and this movie sort of takes that as a plot reference and then uses Sophia's own stylistic tendencies to tell her story. I love Sofia Coppola. She does a lot of retelling of stories that have already either been told before or are just about celebrities, historical figures, even criminals, or tales from her own life. She has gotten into some controversy because she tends to prioritize style over historical accuracy. And I'm going to talk a lot about that when I talk about Marie Antoinette. For Priscilla, Priscilla specifically, those sound the same. She does this really cool thing where she mixes music from the 50s and 60s on the soundtrack with more modern sounds. So we're going to start off with one of those modern artists. We're going to hear from Porches. This is off that soundtrack. It's a song called Country. Porches is a modern band. Like I said, they are a New York City based synth pop group. So let's check it out. See if this brings up any 50s or 60s nostalgia, and if it does not, think about the fact that it is just about romance, soft, coming-of-age nature that the film discusses. So let's check it out, and I will see you soon.
My face, and it smelled like the truth. I saw you in the lake. I saw you in the lake. I lay flat on the bed. Really cools me off. Keep it dumb, make it soft. Keep it dumb, make it soft. Watch the
break a cycle of complacence, catharsis through complacency.
Welcome back. That was C by Seabed. Before that, we heard About Her by Yule. Before that was Somewhere in Between by Blood Orange off of his new album Essex Honey. And of course, we started out with Country by Porches. That was from the Priscilla movie soundtrack. Before we get into more music, let's hear a message. This is it. You've paid to be here. Your world could be changed forever with what you are about to experience. Your parents and friends are going to be watching every second. They will be with you, experiencing every moment. Let's do this for them, for ourselves, and for each other. Let's make sure to silence our cell phones in the movie theater. You don't think it makes noise, but it does. I can hear it. Your family can hear. The people three rows back can hear it. Small sounds can add up to a big disturbance. So don't be that person who interrupts the movie. Instead, be like your movie-friendly DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington and silence your cell phones. We thank you for allowing future movies to go uninterrupted. All right, speaking of movies, the next movie we are going to focus on is Marie Antoinette. This came out in 2006, and it is one of Sofia Coppola's most well-renowned and also most controversial movies. It also happens to be one of my favorite of hers. So this movie, as the name suggests, follows the life of Marie Antoinette when she comes from Austria to France to be the queen. It is a beautiful, beautiful movie set in Versailles. It's very pink, very pastel, and very, very colorful. And it really captures Marie's sort of extravagance and affinity towards all things beautiful and frilly. So it makes for a very, very visually appealing movie. And also the soundtrack makes it very appealing to the ears, but it also caused a lot of controversy. So Sofia really sacrificed historical accuracy for style. When it comes to more than just the music, she also did the same thing with fashion and mannerisms and things like that. So on this soundtrack, we can hear from many different bands, including The Cure, Susie and the Banshees, Aphex Twin, The Strokes, and more. We are going to play Pulling Our Weight by the Radio Department. And the reason this caused so much controversy is because people thought that if you're going to make a period piece, if you're going to make a movie about a historical person, it should be perfectly accurate, and it should also encapsulate all aspects of the time, including music and fashion and things like that. I think it's really impressive that Sofia was able to overcome these negative reviews and just stick to what she believes in. I think it's super cool when directors use contrast instead of just complimentary music. So she really takes you to the past, but also reminds you that you are still in the future. And even though you're watching someone who is a figure in the past, we are all still people. We all share the same tendencies and we all make mistakes. So I think it's a really good way to sort of help the audience dive deeper while still maintaining a sense of realism. Like, this could happen to anyone, even though it might seem very out of reach. So, with that being said, let's hear Pulling Our Weight by the Radio Department from the 2006 movie Marie Antoinette. Let's check it out.
Mm-hmm. see the roof and flowers way up past the border. We blew through Thunder Bay. The pine trees are narrow, a billion broken arrows. The ravens and the crows, robins and the sparrows, all across Ontario. Static on the stereo and swimming in the lake. Old Woman Bay, traveling with some stuff I left when I was a kid. Mr. Bear in the wooden box I hid. Four broken gadgets that mean nothing now. The only thing I'll keep are the letters and the photographs. In 2 days it's my birthday and I'll be 33. That doesn't really matter next to eternity. But I like a double number and I like an odd one too. And everything I see from now on will be something new. Spirals don't get saggy, don't get gray, but the soft and lovely silvers are now falling on my shoulder. My mother and my grandma, my great grandmother too. Wrinkle like the river, sweet and like the dew, and as silver as the rainbow scales that shimmer purple blue. How can beauty that is living be anything but true? So let gravity be my sculptor, let the wind do my hair, let me dance in front of people without a care. Let me be naked alone with nobody there, with mismatched socks and shoes and stuff stuffed in my underwear.
Welcome back. We just heard Incomprehensible by Big Thief. That is off their new EP, Double Infinity. Before that was Last Night's Haze by Star Horse. Before that was Pretty by New Dad. That is also new music from them. And of course, we started out with Pulling Our Weight by The Radio Department. That was from the 2006 movie soundtrack, Marie Antoinette. Up next, we are going to hear from Air. They did the music for one of Sofia Coppola's other movies that I really love called The Virgin Suicides. It is based on a book, and she sort of used her own style and aesthetic nature to retell it in a way that I think is so beautiful. It is about five sisters, and just their life and the darkness and what their life looks like from the perspective of the boys who live next door. It's a very, very beautiful film. It's very sad, but the music does a great job of sort of encompassing that whimsical, atmospheric, dreamlike nature and just vibe of the whole movie. So the band Air, they are a French duo. They make mostly instrumentals, but they also have some music with words, which I think is really interesting. They just did a great job on this soundtrack. I think it is so beautiful, and they've been featured on some of her other soundtracks as well. I think you're going to really love this one. This is one that has words. It's called Playground Love, but the rest of the soundtrack is mostly instrumental, and I think it is just so great to listen to. I listen to it a lot when I'm studying, or just when I want to have a sort of melancholy, more dramatic walk. Those are my preferred listening methods. So let's check it out. This is Playground Love by Air off of the Virgin Suicide soundtrack.
Thank you.
Hello. You just got a little preview of the song that's going to be up next. But before that, we heard Heavy Rain by Cathedral Bells. Before that, we heard Backwards by LSD and The Search for God. That followed Playground Love by Air featuring Gordon Tracks. And we started off with, oh, actually, no. Those were the only ones that we heard. I'm getting a little mixed up. I'm getting very, very involved with the soundtracks, I guess. Up next, we are going to hear from a track off of the Lost in Translation soundtrack. If you've never seen, this is a movie that is set in Tokyo, Japan. It follows an actor who's having a midlife crisis. He travels there and falls in love with an American tourist. It's a very melancholy movie, as most of her movies are, and it also takes some influence from her own personal love life, which I think is really interesting. So you get that sort of emotional sense with the background of a very distinct culture, a very different culture than what the characters have experienced. So I think that contrast is really interesting, and of course the music adds to that contrast as well. This is a great, great soundtrack, and I want to play a song for you called Just Like Honey by the Jesus and Mary Chain. They are a Scottish alternative band that I love. I have played them on the show before. Very innovative in the dream pop space, as well as some other subgenres, which I think is very great. They're often compared to bands like Cocteau Twins, Slow Dive, things like that. So I think it's interesting how Coppola used this music to emphasize the points of love and loss, which just helps the viewer sort of get deep into that feeling. If you've never seen the movie, it is similar to a movie like Her, which is sort of in dialogue with this movie, which I think is really interesting. So this is going to be one of the last songs that I played. The time always goes so fast, especially when I'm talking. So thank you so much for listening. We are going to check out this track, and afterwards we are going to hear from Windling. So let's hear it.
Behind, behind, it's good, so good.
Welcome back. That was new music from Teeth called Hate Goodbyes. Before that was Even If It's a Lie, I Don't Mind by Windling. And of course, we started out with Just Like Honey by the Jesus and Mary Chain. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. It's the best part of my week, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. Just to recap, we went over some of my favorite Sofia Coppola movies. Those include Priscilla, The Virgin Suicides, Marie Antoinette, and Lost in Translation. I highly recommend them. If you have never seen, they are life-changing. I'm sure you will love them if you loved the music. Again, I will be here next week. Please stay tuned and listen to me again. I love hanging out with you all, and I love hearing from you, whether it's on Instagram, calling, or you can always send a message to us via the website, which is super fun. So, of course, in the meantime, have a great weekend, have a great week, and make sure you stay tuned to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. See ya.